This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We should probably get some more cookies to hand to everyone.
Oh, we should get cookies. Yeah.
Corey Kent's here, by the way.
Oh, sorry. We're all hungry.
Yeah. Me too.
Hey, we should say happy birthday to the man on your shirt.
That's right. Willie Nelson.
90 years old. The legend. The living legend.
And you're like a huge Willie Nelson fan. You wore the shirt sort of on purpose.
Everybody's a huge Willie Nelson fan, so I don't like consider myself special in that regard. But I will say that, one, I was going to wear the shirt regardless because it doesn't have sleeves and it's 103 degrees while we play today.
Yep.
And then 2 days ago, I realized that it was going to line up perfectly with Willie's 90th birthday. But it's actually really cool because I like reflect when I was 16, I had a chance encounter with Willie Nelson.
What?
And I got to play a song called Milk Cow Blues with Willie, which is like a 1930s Western swing song. And it was the night that I decided, all right, I'm going to write songs. I'm moving to Nashville. And so less than a year later, I packed up all my stuff and moved to Tennessee. So Willie has no idea the impact that he personally had on me by just giving a kid from Oklahoma a chance at 16. And it just set me on a whole different course for my life.
A truly life-changing moment. But, you asking, thinking the same thing I am?
Well,
how at 16 years old do you know that song? It's this really random song that like is from
So the truth might actually be kind of sad, but here it is. Okay. I grew up playing Western swing music like from age 11 to 16. I was in this band, and the sole reason I was in this band is because somebody gave me the opportunity. They were like, you can sing, do you want to sing and get paid for it? I was like,
yes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
That sounds fun.
Sign me up. So they taught me, these two Hall of Famers in the Western swing world taught me everything that I knew about Western swing music. And Willie is a huge Western. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, Asleep at the Wheel, he loves all those guys. And so every concert that I would ever go to, I was like tormented because all I could think about was like, that should be me up there. I got to figure out a way to get up there. And the Willie show was just another one of those concerts where I was like, oh, I really wish I could find a way to get up there. And I would always play through the scenarios in my mind of, if I got up there, what would I do? And I knew that nobody came to that arena to see some no-name kid sing a Willie Nelson song. They want to hear him sing Whiskey River and Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. They don't want to hear some kid. So I was like, what is a song that he would know that I know by the back of my hand? And it was a Western swing song. So whenever he finally leaned over the stage, he was like, what do you want to sing? I said Milk Cow Blues, and his eyes just lit up. And he was like, what does this 16-year-old know this 1930s Dust Bowl era song for? And I mean, I could just tell. I think it was the thing that kind of put it over the top for him. He was like, well, get up here. And so the rest is history. I mean, it's actually, there's one video that lives on YouTube that you can go watch. And it's like super grainy and you can hardly even tell it's me. But that's the only evidence that exists.
I am in love with this entire story. This is like the best story ever because it's just interesting to see the history of like how, like what will be life-changing for some people. It's just always those simple little things, right?
Well, and the cool thing about what you're doing now is like you can continue that. There might be someone here at Stagecoach that is in the crowd and going, I need to be what Corey Kent's doing right now.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously that wasn't like the opportunity that put me on the map. What that was the inspiration for me to go. Like I was at this crossroads of the band had kind of dissolved and I knew how hard it was to get anywhere 5 years into being in a band. I was like, do I really want to start over? This is way harder work than it looks like on the outside. And I was like, maybe I'll just go back to wrestling and playing football and being a normal kid. And then that night with Willie happened. So it was the thing that just made me put my head down and go to work at something. And that's what I feel like those opportunities on stage are. I don't think that you'll ever just you know, get thrown on a stage and become a massive star. That's very unlikely. But you give somebody a chance to get up there and it inspires them, and you might inspire the next Willie Nelson. And I mean, hopefully someday I might find my name next to his in some capacity, but it's 100% my career right now would not exist without that opportunity that he gave me.
So. Well, happy birthday, Willie Nelson.
Happy birthday, Willie. 90. That's awesome, man.
And there's a whole lot of inspiration here at Stagecoach in California. In fact, the first couple lyrics of your song, Something's Gonna Kill Me, is about a California sunset.
Yeah, man. That song, it's only 2 weeks old. We played in Phoenix last night for the first time ever, and it sold out, and they were already singing the song back to us. And it was like, that's the first time that's ever happened for us. I mean, that's the quickest that's ever happened for us. And it's a pretty cool song, and I love what it says, the message of, like, everything in life has a risk attached to it. You got to figure out what's worth it to you. And it's a fun, experiential song, and right off the top line is a California sunset, so... It'll be well received here, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Corey Kent here at Stagecoach in California.
Right on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.